I am back in Muskegon, Michigan today. I am at the Early Owl in downtown Muskegon on the corner of 4th and Western, which will be Rebel Road in just a couple months, and the biggest bike rally in the state of Michigan. I'm here with two very special guests. I'm with Matt from the Early Owl and Kylie from the Child Abuse Council, which is the big boss lady for Rebel Road. Mm-hmm. So thanks, guys, both for being here. Matt, thanks for having us.
Of course. Yeah, glad to have you.
Again, places go out of the way for me. I don't know why. It's like, yeah, I just...
There must be something special about you.
Any more special, I'd need a helmet.
That's funny.
There'll be plenty of those during Rebel Road.
Yeah, they'll be going around.
So thanks for having us. We are on the balcony, and this is going to be the location of the after party Friday. That would be this 18th.
Yep.
And Saturday the 19th. So after the beer tent, which is that way, closes, we can head this way up here. There's going to be limited space, I think, because last year was amazing. I
mean, yes.
Fire Marshal might be a little annoyed if it gets a little overcrowded. You know.
He's a good guy, though.
Nice guy. But he'll definitely give you a warning. But yeah, limited space. I think we can fit max 160 people up here. I would like to keep it around 150.
Just
because we'll have the DJ up here, all their equipment. So it's like a weight capacity kind of issue deal too. So, but yeah, 150, $5 cover charge to get in. So, once you are in, it will mark you up and then you can come and go as you know, freely. Yeah, I was going to say, if it fills back up, though, you might have to wait 10, 15 minutes for someone else to, you know, head out. But, yep, come and go as free as much as you want. And starts at 10 here. Beer tents close at 11. So, but starting at 10 here for anyone that's not in the beer tents. And then we'll have a DJ composition.
Okay.
From Grand Rapids come out, and he normally plays over there, but he'll be headed over here for Rebel Road, and I know he's real excited too, but he puts on a great show. I've seen a couple of the sets, and so really excited to be able to get him booked for an event like this. Awesome. So.
And you guys changed the name of this since last year. It's really cool.
We're really excited for that, actually. So we're going to call it the Flight Deck. And so the flight, it's got a ring to it, doesn't it? So we're kind of rebranding it a little bit. It's going to be more of a kind of a nightlife scene, and come enjoy a nice cocktail, get some food. We'll be doing live music every single weekend this year too as well. And so we are grand opening May 23rd. We're doing a whole ribbon cutting ceremony and everything.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
So come join, be a part of it.
That's good.
Take
time.
A couple pictures. Yeah, so really excited. We're kind of also revamping the whole outlook of it all too. So this is the beginning stages. So it might look a little different next when you make it out here on Rebel Road and stuff like that. But really excited for the summer to come up, and hopefully it will just be a great time.
Yeah. And you have one of the best views for Rebel Road.
This view, and I'll get some B-reel footage, you can see end-to-end Rebel Road of what's going on here. And it won't be long before this is lined with bikes.
It's crazy. I mean, I remember last year just coming up on the roof and just looking from, you can see, down each way, and it's just lined with bikes, lined with people, and it's just a cool view to kind of take in and see really how much is going on downtown for Rebel Road and how many people come out and support it and just enjoy the whole scene, And it is a scene.
He is not wrong.
Bad or indifferent, it's going to be
It'll be entertaining.
From me, thank you so much for supporting the bikers.
Yes.
Early Owl, you guys have done a lot for the Child Abuse Council and Rebel Row, which translates to us bikers. Trickle down economics there, right?
But
somehow. So thank you guys so much for that support and your continued support. And I would urge anybody, downtown Muskegon, we talked about this a little bit off camera, it's kind of, I don't want to say revitalization.
Yeah.
But it's turning into more and more people. There was so much foot traffic yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are just out and about enjoying it. And you have upper class, but like, there's not like dive bar bullshit here, right? It's like, there are decent establishments, especially in the Early Owl.
It looked a lot different. I mean, this is our 10th anniversary of Rebel Road. And when we started in 2015, a lot of this was not here. You could watch the tumbleweeds roll. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was mainly some of your anchor bars, that were down here in the hotel, which at the time was the Holiday Inn, and the Walker Arena. But, I mean, Early Owl, the high rises, the convention center, all of these things, Dr. Ralph's, it's all new and it's just a whole different landscape. Yeah, totally different vibe, but it mixes very well with the, you know, 60 to 80,000 bikers that come to Rebel Road over the course of the 5 days. But you're also going to see families and just people coming down, checking out the establishments, looking at these bikes, which can be upwards of $100,000.
There's some really
these
nice bikes.
These are amazing bikes.
None of those bikes are mine.
Yeah, and just enjoying the music and enjoying the view and all to support, you know, a cause that obviously is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
The kids of Muskegon County.
Yep. And I should. I'm just going to say this because I'm going to get some hate from that. I'm not ripping on dive bars. I love dive bars. Okay, I'm just saying. There's a couple dive bars, actually. But
yeah.
It's
a couple fun ones.
Yeah. The late night bars.
Yes. So in mid-Michigan and probably further onto the East Coast, you get people think Muskegon and they think, uh-oh, you know, and it's not that anymore. So I, like I said, I don't want to call revitalization, but it's different. Come check it out. Yes. They have those little rental things with shops and stuff.
Yeah, they call them chalets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chalet, there you go.
Yeah. So, got to put a fancy name on it. It's a chalet. Yeah. They're like little wooden sheds, but they're very cute at the end of the road.
Adorable.
Yeah. We've got chalets on Ride with Brendan now.
Who would have known? Kind of class
we made it.
Look, Ma, I made it. Yeah. But, so Kylie is from the Child Abuse Council. If you guys have watched the show at any last season, I guess. I don't know what season that was. I don't know. You've been on it before. We were at the Child Abuse Council.
Yeah, in our play, in our trauma play therapy room.
And that was really humbling and brought it, to me, it brought it home about what this is about. Because it's easy to get lost and, hey, all the bikers, but I'm the guy like, well, what are we all here for? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's cool to have the brotherhood and have people get together and all the motorcycle rallies, but what's the cause this time? And then if I find out the cause of something I like to hitch my wagon to it. Probably much to your chagrin.
We're happy to have you.
But yeah, so tell us about the Child Abuse Council for someone that didn't watch. I just recommend going back and watching that episode. I'll probably actually link to it at some point beforehand. But Kylene does amazing work. Just a big boss lady puts all this together that you see when you come down. You hardly ever see her because she's busy running with the fastest.
Hiding. I'm hiding.
She's out going to put another fire out somewhere.
Yeah.
But so, Kylie, tell us about the Child Abuse Council. How did you start Rebel Road again? Let's do the whole spiel for people that haven't seen
it. So, the Child Abuse Council has been in Muskegon County since 1975. And we started as a prevention program. So there was a group of a couple of family court judges and some concerned citizens who were like, you know, we have this issue with child abuse. It's here. And how do we start combating that? So we started with a prevention program. In 1997, we added the Children's Advocacy Center and we added the CASA program. So today, the Child Abuse Council houses those three programs. And our prevention program is in every single school in Muskegon County every year from Head Start to high school. So we teach age-appropriate personal body safety, what's a safe touch, what's not a safe touch, what to do if somebody is harming you. We also teach anti-bullying, internet awareness, and we teach human trafficking awareness as well. So we're in those schools every single year to make sure that those kids get that consistent messaging as they go, you know, higher up through the grades. Our CASA program, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate, this program takes community volunteers who have no special training or experience, but just want to kind of be the voice for these kids. So we train them. And they advocate for the best interests of these kids as they go through the court system, you know, the family court system, due to no fault of their own. So parents have been substantiated for abusing them. So now these kids find themselves, you know, in out-of-home placement, moving schools, you know, and in this court system. So our CASA volunteers report only to the judge, and they are the voice of that child. So they're a completely independent individual who focuses only on what is in the best interest of this kid. And we stay with them until they achieve permanency, which can be 2 to 3 years. And what's important to know is it is not uncommon in this county or any other county to have a child that might, as they work through the system, might be in 5, 6, 7 foster homes. Yeah. With each different foster home move is a different school. Their caseworker may change 2, 3 times. That CASA volunteer is with them. and becomes that expert in the case.
A little stability
and is
for them
always
too.
There with them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's our CASA program. Our third program is the Children's Advocacy Center, and this program specializes in child sexual abuse victims. So at our facility, I have trained forensic interviewers who will interview these children, let them tell them their story about what happened to them. Prior to buildings like ours existing, these kids might get interviewed in the back of a police car, then again down at the police department, then again at the ER, you know, multiple times telling their story. But also, those are not very friendly places, even for adults. That's mm-hmm. scary, let alone 3, 4, 7-year-old, you know, kids. So we exist to be that child-friendly location where they can come in, they can tell their story once to one of my staff, law enforcement, CPS, prosecutors who need to hear that story, watch it via closed circuit TV in another room.
Yeah.
We are one of the few facilities in the state that also does on-site forensic medical exams for these children. So again, really? Very child-friendly atmosphere. You're not in the ER.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The kids really do rule our facility. Mm-hmm. They are the boss. We do trauma-focused counseling, and you, our last podcast was in our trauma play therapy room. And we do counseling for the non-offending caregivers. So in other words, no perpetrators are ever allowed in our building because it's a safe place for kids. But at the same time, these kids are going through a very traumatic, probably one of the worst moments in their life. These parents are too, you know, they have a lot of guilt. They have a lot of fear, like what happened? What should I have? I didn't know. And so we have family advocates that provide that crisis counseling, and we walk with that child and family all the way through the court process. We do court prep for these kiddos, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because when it comes to kids, the way our judicial system is set up is that the accused has the right to face his accuser. It does not give you any leeway if that's a 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old. So what that means is that child has to get on the stand while, you know, the accuser's in the room and they have to testify. And as an adult, that is a scary thing to try and do anyway. So we prep those kids and those families for that, and we also go with them, and we are there as that support system. So all of those services that we do are free. We will never turn a child or family away due to their inability to pay. We don't collect insurance. Everybody gets all the services we have, which makes Rebel Road all that much more important. Mm-hmm. But we serve over 17,000 kids every year.
Oh, wow.
That's great, but unfortunate, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky that we're here, but I hope that if that agency ever goes away, it's because not one child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in Muskegon County last year, we just finished April, which is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And every year we plant a blue ribbon garden on the grounds at the Muskegon County Courthouse to honor the victims in the prior year. And this year there were 750 victims. And that's just Muskegon County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So until there's not one blue ribbon there, you know, our mission continues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I should say, you said it was free. It's free to the... them. It's not free to run.
It is not free for us to run.
Not government subsidized.
No, we do get grants.
Sure.
But we're a private, independently owned 501c3 nonprofit. So, yeah, it's not free to run our building.
So, which makes it all the more important to get out to the events to support, like Rebel Road. There's events through the year, though. You do a golf outing, had a softball deal yesterday.
Yeah, since the sunburn.
Right? Hey, what time to get it, man. This early in the year, you don't know what you're
going to do. You got to start a base, you know?
Yeah.
So get out, donate. I have somewhere around in the area, I have a QR code from last time when you're on.
Awesome.
To donate. Come to Rebel Road. Join the bike show. Whoa, getting attacked by the pigeons here.
I would like to say, too, I mean, you kind of talked about, and thank you for calling me the boss lady. That makes me, like, cringe. So Rebel Road.
Why I do it.
I think that's true. So we are so fortunate. Not only do we live in a very giving community with, you know, business owners like, you know, Mike and his counterparts here at Early Owl, but you've seen our committee.
Yeah.
So we have like 8 people mm-hmm. that puts on this 9-block, 5-day, 80,000 people motorcycle rally, and they are all volunteer. Yep. Not one of them gets paid. That's almost unheard of. which means that every single penny after we pay our expenses goes back to those kids.
Yeah.
And this is not a glory job. Like, these volunteers work their butts off. It's not all fun, you know. You try to make everybody happy. We get some situations, but they are so dedicated, and I am so honored to be a part of them. And I should mention, you know, we're very honored to work with you, Brendan, and that you are donating your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a good guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Despite what you've heard. A badass with a big heart.
That's funny. Well,
Mike's a badass, too.
Yeah.
I was thrilled that you... Yeah. I wanted to reach out after the last couple of years. I know that I have the resources to do some good, and like I said, when I agree with the cause, I'm kind of gold. So,
yeah,
it's a kid, right? So, it was kind of a no-brainer. And the last couple of years, I think we heard you. We know about the bike show. Wasn't the best, but it's going to be great this year. Hopefully, the biggest ever, and the only one in Muskegon this year. The dealership's not having a bike show.
No.
So 100% of your entry fee is getting donated to Child Abuse Council. I'm not paying a dime. I'm volunteering 100% of my time and all my resources that I can. I'm doing to make this the best bike show ever. We have Dion coming in to make some trophies, I'm kind of shocked.
I saw some amazing work that you sent. Yeah, I was like, wow, how'd we get him?
Yeah.
Don't let him hear that.
Thank you for that, for letting me come in, because I wasn't thrilled with the way.
No. Well, and we serve kids, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, this is our 10th year, so we're kind of getting a hang of the rally type stuff, but bike show, I mean, you know. And I do want to just go back. You know, you said the dealership is not doing a bike show, and I want to say that's because they asked us if we were doing one, and I said, yeah, we plan to, and they said, then we're not going to compete. And, you know, that's really good. So even though there are two kind of separate entities running events, we do work together, and we appreciate
partnership.
We appreciate that partnership.
Yeah, so that's how it rides. I'll give them a little plug.
Yeah. They're good people.
Yeah, they're decent people.
Yeah. Wouldn't go that far.
Just kidding. decent to stretch. We're good people. Great. Hot Rods, and they Hot Rods Power Sports now right in the bay. So they sell jet skis and stuff now, too.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Interesting.
Which makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right by the water.
Yeah.
So, again, thanks for having me come on. And I think I can make this a lot better show than what. Not that it was.
Well, you're doing a sound show, too.
Yeah.
That's new.
Competition, and that's going to be. I have some heavy hitters that are volunteering up for this. I have. And it's all in fun, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any crybaby. And of course, your mic is super cool. It's all going to be for the kids. And we have a ton of people donating stuff that anybody that enters the bike show. It's going to be in one of those little bingo ball wheels or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to draw tickets.
Oh, cool. Yeah, a little raffle deal. Yeah.
That's nice.
For the non-trophy winners.
Okay. You're
the trophy adjudicator. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
they're getting a really cool trophy.
Everyone's a winner.
I don't want to say loser. Don't win.
The runner-ups.
Yeah, runner-ups. Runner-ups. Anyway. Yeah. But, so that's going to be cool. And there's, like, $500 off a custom paint job.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's nice.
It's really cool.
Three hole oil change for 508 kit. That's $150-$200 depending on what oil. Sounds like the tire's going to be given away there.
Wow.
So full tire. And
good,
and
because there's a lot of ones that lose theirs with doing burnouts.
That's one thing I wish people would do more at bike shows, rev their motor on this.
I think you would agree, right, Matt? We hear it.
I can hear it in the kitchen. Yeah. Also.
So if you don't rev your motor, you're missing out. I heard a loud exhaust, so let me hear it. But I'm just kidding. But so this place, I want to show you this place, the Early Owl, is going to be something new that I get to do this year, which I appreciate you letting me do, is the pub crawl scavenger hunt for Child Abuse Council. Again, anything donated is going to go to the Child Abuse Council. And we're going to do an I See Ivy. Ivy's this ridiculously cute Frenchie that is at the Child Abuse Council.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lining up a professional photo shoot.
She's a little diva.
She deserves it. Yeah.
She dressed yesterday, what day was it? Thursday, she was in her raincoat. Like, she loves
adorable.
To dress up, but she has grown up there. She's almost a year.
Oh, cool.
And she's as much a therapy for staff as she is the kids.
I'm sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she finally is growing into her ears.
I love a good Frenchie, too. Yeah. The Frenchies are just the... Yeah, I know.
Ivy Quinn is her name.
Ivy Quinn. So we're going to have... The plan is to stash some of the pictures in a not totally inconspicuous spot of her, and everybody gets a picture with Ivy in the location, and then whoever's got all the locations, we end at the beer tent.
Okay.
And then try some sort of a giveaway, I'm sure. So... that's going to be fun. Total ton of giveaways this year.
That's awesome.
That's so good, yeah.
And it gets people into the different establishments.
Yeah, and that's what's my point. I know, like you said, Saturday, off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's lesser degree. Thursday, Wednesday, it's a little bit dead.
Yeah.
It's still working.
People are, you know, kind of making their way into town, too, you know, getting set up and, you know, traveling a little bit as well. But, so, yeah.
Yeah, my plan was to get that business hopping a little earlier on the day.
Yeah.
So everybody can appreciate Thursday or Wednesday, whichever day I decide yet.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully that's going to be good. I think it will.
I think it's a good idea. I think it will just, you know, drive traffic a little bit. Honestly, I feel like Thursday and Wednesday are probably those days where you can actually get around everywhere and be able to, like, not be stepping on people's toes, shoulder to shoulder, and kind of really enjoy, you know, everything that's going on down here a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So, but Friday and Saturday are Friday night more so. Saturday is another animal.
That's a good way to put it, man.
Yeah, it's an all-day event, and everyone shows up for it. So, yeah.
We had a guy from Alaska that I talked to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They drive all the way, or ride?
All the way from Alaska.
No way.
We had Baca, which is Bikers Against Child Abuse, who we had a tent down here by ours in the circle there. They had their fellow chapter over from England.
That is
came
awesome.
In.
That's
they had
so
members
cool.
in there. So, yeah, we're attracting, obviously, the biggest customer base is going to be, you know, your Michigan, West Michigan and area, but we've got people traveling from all over.
All over.
The vendors, we have a lot of amazing local vendors and talent. We hire a lot of local bands, but we also have those vendors that travel, you know, the whole motorcycle show circuit, and we're bringing in bands from all over the country. So, excited.
So you're on, like, the national circuit kind of deal now, right?
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Uh-huh. And we're kind of on the way. A lot of people will go from us, and then they kind of go over to Wisconsin for the big Harley, you know, celebration, but then go hit, you know, Sturgis. So we kind of fall into a good time of year.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to go back. Of course, it's my brain. We got all the way off it when you said the audio competition. But I'm bringing in Insomnia Biker Audio, who is really making huge waves in the state with what Kevin has been doing with bikes, and it's amazing. And bringing in a guy, I forget his name, I want to say Wayne, but I might be wrong, from Maniac Audio out of Detroit. And he's built his own speakers and stuff. And again, the stuff that I see on bikes, you know, and growing up, you probably had it too out here, you see the cars with all the speakers and the boxes.
Yeah.
Stuff they can put in the motorcycles nowadays.
That surprises me, too.
And you can hear them. There'll be motorcycles that will come down here, and you can hear them no matter where you're at, the music they're playing.
And I'm hopefully bringing another guy. He hasn't been confirmed yet. I'll put pressure on him with this, though. Charlie Lipsy. He's really big on the East Coast. He's in, like, East Coast of the state, that popular, right? So hopefully he comes in to help judge too, because he's a pretty heavy hitter. He's done things that I'm just like, how did that even fit? Looks like steps going up the back.
The imagination behind it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we bring him in for that.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then you see these bikes parked three deep in the road and right next to each other, and you're just like, and yet there's usually really never any incidents. You know, people are respectful.
Yeah.
And
I think as a biker, people, that's kind of given, I hope. I mean, most people, there's...
It's the unwritten rules kind of deal.
I've been by places, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not... Because I'll be that guy, right? Next thing you know, you're just watching the bikes down the street domino.
We never want that.
Yeah. So, but we couldn't do it. You couldn't do all this without... There's a ton of good sponsors, local, that we should give a shout-out to. I'll let you do that. You know them better than I.
Sure.
The big heavy hitter.
So we have our title sponsor, which is Miller Lite and Twisted Tea and their whole line of beverages, which we'll feature over here in our beer tent. Also in the beer tent will be our local distributor, Wonderland Distilling.
Okay.
And this year we will be featuring their whiskey, their vodka, and their rum.
Ooh.
So swapping out the gin this year. The gin's done really well for them as well. They have an amazing gin. But we're going to try out the rum. We'll be using their vodka o'clock in our Bloody Mary bar on Saturday morning. We have Michigan Biker Law, who is returning, I think, for their third year now, at least three or four. They're amazing. They're our exclusive attorney sponsorship. You've got Benton of Muskegon. It's our local car dealer. They'll have some cards down here to display. You've got the Hope Network, another nonprofit that has come on to sponsor us. You've got the CIO Hall down here, another nonprofit. You've got the Eagles, the wonderful Eagles, right down here at the end. If you've never had their fish fry on Friday, it's amazing.
Yeah, I came into town for that. It was good.
Yeah, so we've got them. We obviously have Riding with Brendan. We've got Thunder Roads is doing a sponsorship with us. And we have Lindy Gas and Equipment, which actually isn't even on Western Avenue. They sponsor us. And then we have all of our bars that sponsor us by doing the Ride to Rebel Road. So you've got 46 Bar. You've got Wright Tavern. You've got Moreland. This year we are adding My Bar.
Yep.
And who's the fifth one? Think, Kylene.
Don't
Who's
forget
the fifth
it.
One?
You better say
Who's
it.
The fifth one? Let me think. Wright Tavern, Moreland, 46, My Bar.
That was like a wood something.
That was H.
Who's the fifth bar?
You know,
it's the sunburn from the softball. Who's the fifth bar, Patrick? We were there last year. Give me a minute. It'll come to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find them all on rubbleroad.org.
Yeah, there you go. Nice cover.
To the fifth bar.
To the fifth bar.
Yeah. Be the time.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long fundraising. Yeah, who is that fifth? Give me a minute.
No,
it'll come.
Good.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
It'll come to me.
It's floating around. We'll get there. Think, what else we got going on for this? Let's see.
We're bringing in Mini Kiss.
Mini Kiss, your favorite band.
We're bringing in.
I was excited to see that, actually. I might have to sneak away and go check
them
out.
We got
to
do it up by bringing in the Big Littles. So.
Yeah, yeah.
The Littles, I like that.
The Minis,
I have an interview with them the day before they go on.
Oh, really?
For makeup.
That's
so
cool.
Like,
yeah. Perfect. They're going to be in it. Yeah.
We're bringing in.
To come to your hotel.
No. I'll be busy. No, I'm looking forward to meeting them. This is going to be it's going to be great. And then Kid Kentucky, who you had suggested.
Yeah, I saw him in Ohio, and it took me four songs to realize he wasn't actually Kid Rock.
I was going to say, he's a real deal then?
Yeah. Like, hey, Bobby, if you're watching, I know Bobby's probably a big fan of Kid Rock. Come on out.
Yeah, and we've got Jump, the Van Halen experience. Yeah. Super excited about that. We've got some great local bands. We're bringing back Clinical Trial. Toxic's going to kick it off on Wednesday night. I mean, we've just got, again, you can find, I know I'm forgetting some, but you can find those all on rebelroad.org also.
This place is hopping with bikes even now.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let these guys get out of here.
That time of year, everyone's starting to get them out.
That's right.
Oh, I remembered.
There it is.
Homestead.
I thought it was Homestead, but I didn't want to say it. I was trying to. I didn't want to be wrong. I was like, I think it's Homestead. I'm just going to try to throw out a little.
Yeah, you were saying H, and I was like.
I threw the lure out. I was hoping you'd grab it.
I'm so sorry. He is actually, the owner is actually the cousin of our Alliance guy, John Two from Miller. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, Homestead.
That's
There's
funny.
Our five.
Right on.
Yeah.
How many bikes are there?
Five.
About the fifth one.
You're in front of the fifth one. That's what my staff shirt's gonna say. The fifth one.
The fifth one.
Oh yeah. It's Ackland too.
If you take that and times it by about 20,000, that's what it sounds like during Rebel Road.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't hear yourself think. It's just a little taste for everybody.
So we're going to... I haven't totally been sold on the pre-registration for the bike show. I think... Ah, boy.
Perfect timing. They did it as asked.
Tell them to be up here on July for the bike show.
Yeah. spread the word.
So they are.
They gotta warm the bike up a little bit.
couple months.
Nice bikes, nice rides. Good for them to be out.
Yeah.
So, Matt, what kind of stuff do you guys have as far as menu items here? What kind of food and table fare and drinks? And
yeah, so I just put out a new cocktail menu 2 weeks ago. So we got a couple new summery drinks. There's a hibiscus spritz. There's a blueberry lavender martini, raspberry lemon drop. So, and then we're really big on flights, hence flight deck. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but we got all kinds of different options for flights. There's margaritas, mules, Bloody Marys, mimosas, and there's at least 8 different flights. Flavors for each one.
Wow.
And so, like, there's plenty of options.
I've never seen a Bloody Mary flight. That's awesome.
It's a big, really popular. I love our Bloody Mary mix too.
Okay.
And so, but they're really popular. But those ones, there's really 4 like real common Bloody Marys that kind of go around. But the Maria's tequila, you got the Snapper is going to be your gin Bloody Mary, which surprisingly is probably the most popular one.
Really?
When people like try to different flavors, I guess the gin just kind of hits with the tomato juice.
Nice.
But you don't ever hear about it, right?
No,
you don't think about.
Option, really.
No, I know, right? And so, but typically I feel like most feedback is gin's the best one. But we also had the house, and then, of course, you got spicy. Got to have a little spice in your life.
Yeah, when I do
marriage,
the spicier the better.
Yeah, man. I like to sweat when I eat or drink a little bit, you know?
Typically, when I'm drinking a Bloody Mary, I need to sweat out the night.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, knock out 2 birds, 1 stone.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, so the flights are real popular, a real huge hit. And we do Flight Fridays, too. So come out on Fridays, you get $5 off flights.
Nice.
And so it should be. But there's a lot going on with the new cocktail menu, so you have to come and check it out. And then currently working on the new summer, lunch and breakfast menu. But I would say best biscuits and gravy in town.
All right.
I think hands down, nice. Probably best. And I will, put my stamp on it.
Okay.
Try to fight me.
They have amazing food here. So I've only been in here once, but it'd be the one of many times. But I had that wonderful chicken wrap.
Yes, that's really popular too, actually.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. It was so good. Amazing food.
Yeah, it's basically a chicken salad, but with not shredded chicken, right? And but it's homemade recipe, and they make it here in the back by scratch, and it's wrap it up, put some chips on the plate, and
mm-hmm.
go to town. But
delicious.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But yeah, there's gonna be a couple new dinner features going on the menu. I know the smoked meatloaf will definitely be on there, and that's kind of also Dr. Ralph or sister a restaurant over there. That's kind of came from them, and then we just kind of adopted it, right?
Yeah.
But smoked meatloaf, it adds an extra little flavor to the meatloaf, you know
sure.
what I mean? So,
yeah.
But that one tends to be our most popular dinner entree, but we also do featured dinner entrees kind of every week and try to, mix it up and keep people guessing.
it keeps it original, right? You try something different every time that way.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone likes variety in their life, No one wants, sometimes you stick to what you know, too, though.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah. So, but we should be getting that dinner, the new menu, food menu out come before June. And hopefully we'll be ready to roll with that. But yeah, you can't go wrong with anything here. I feel like it's kind of that higher end breakfast food. And puts nice, it's not just your, we have your standard eggs and bacon. Like that never gets old. But we got all kinds of big old burritos, bigger than your head.
Nice.
And skillets and stuff like that. But then we also have like higher end classic sandwiches, clubs. The Reuben's the best one in town.
Oh.
I'll also put my stamp on that one. I love a good Reuben.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't like corned beef? But yeah, there's many options. So come check them out. Yeah, get something different every day you're here.
It's imperative to support who supports.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have been a huge supporter of this event for many years.
Yes.
So it's not like your money's going to waste. It's going to support the Child Abuse Council, which trickles down to the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, it supports bikers and Child Abuse Council. So
yes.
There's no better way to support than to come support the run.
Everyone benefits.
That supports the event. So let's say someone's not a biker. But anyway,
call it how you see it.
Yeah. But they want to support the Southeast Council.
Yeah.
And let's say they don't have a monetary donation. Some people are in tough spots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And would you accept someone volunteering time?
Absolutely.
It's got to be vetted, I'm sure. But
yeah, so we have many different opportunities. Obviously, the most hands-on one is the cost of volunteer, but that's a huge commitment. It's not for everybody. But we take volunteers all the time, whether somebody just has a few hours to donate and wants to help us do a mailing or print out some flyers or work one of our events.
Yep.
You know, besides Rebel Road, as we mentioned, we had softball, we have a golf tournament, we have a Mono Lake boat poker run event. We do the Cars for, we run the beer tent at the Cars for Cancer event. So there's many different ways that you can volunteer your time, and I feel that everybody has something to give, and that doesn't just mean monetarily.
Sure, because there was a time, like, I've done charity work forever, and there was a time when I wasn't able to do as much as I would want
mm-hmm.
place because I didn't have money, but I would always try to donate a bunch of my time. Sometimes that's worth more, you know?
Yes.
So at rebelroad.org, you can send an email through that, right?
Yep.
Or the Child Abuse Council mm-hmm. of Muskegon County.
Yep, and they both have, there's a Rebel Road Facebook, and then the Child Abuse Council Facebook is CAC Muskegon County. So either way, you can reach us.
Yep, and if you're watching this, there'll be links to the Early Owl, Child Abuse Council, and rebelroad.org, which, again, I'm thrilled to be part of. Thank you for accepting me in there. Hopefully, I'll know by next year. If I'm not back next year, you know why.
Didn't make the cut.
Yeah, well, okay. So, this might be his last punch.
Yeah, I might get tossed over the balcony as the camera goes on.
That's funny.
But come up there, the flight deck.
Yes.
Get a flight to Bloody Marys. Get a flight of something.
Yes.
Check out the 80,000 motorcycles that are going to be up and down here.
You won't see a better view.
No. Yeah. This is the best spot in it. I mean, yeah, unless you're overhead in a helicopter.
Plus, you can have a drink or something while you're watching all the bikes.
Yeah. This is going to be the best spot for people watching.
Yes, and who doesn't like people watching?
And there's a lot to
watch.
That's
why I like window seats.
Yeah, with bikers, there's the people.
Yeah.
There's a lot to watch.
Whether you want to see it or not, you can see it.
But there's lots of families, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to see kids. And
it is a family, man. And what kids don't like motorcycles, right?
None that I know of.
Yeah, motorcycles was a cool thing growing up.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope they get some loud ones in this year.
Every year we usually have, there's like six little ones, and they have their helmets on, which are almost as big as them, and they're on little bikes.
Oh,
and
that's
they do
cute.
The parade down,
oh, yeah.
down Rebel Road a
that's
couple
great.
Times, and that's
yeah.
my favorite.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've seen those. So that is awesome. Their
yes.
parents should be commended for
yes.
that, because that's how the future is going to roll over, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to start them young. Dirt bikes, mini bikes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get them on one.
But yeah, and then Mr. Rebel Road contest we have.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. Tattoo contest.
Bike show.
Yep.
Audio competition. What else is going on? Am I missing?
Your
Bike crawl, scavenger hunt.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt. Yeah, and then just all the wonderful bands
and
all the stuff that's happening here. And
yeah.
Great people.
Yeah, great people. And one not so great, but we don't know where he's going to be yet. So,
yeah,
hey,
just avoid him.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Not me.
And you know what? I don't care where he's going to be. As long as he's not down here.
But thank you guys for coming back on.
Thank you for having me.
And anytime I can do anything to help, feel free to.
We appreciate it.
Poke me to do that, and I'm happy to do it. Happy anniversary coming up, 26 years.
30 years.
30, yeah. That was a big 3-0,
yeah,
30. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and 9. Well, it probably feels like 80, right? Yeah.
For him.
No, it's 30. 30 years on May 13th.
Okay.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do anything special? Maybe.
You're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank
glad
you
to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Early Owl, as always.
Of course. Glad we can support.
I know she had some stuff going on. Couldn't be here. But awesome, man. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys for watching, both of you. Mom, I'll see you later.
Who's the other one?
Yeah, they're here. Me and my mom.
Oh.
Maybe Jill, if I'm lucky.
Maybe that other guy that we don't know where he's at.
Oh, he's one of my students. That's okay. He's going to have to learn how to do it right sooner or later. So somewhere. Might as well be from me. So, all right. We'll see you guys next time. Rebel Road, July 15th through
19th. 16th
through
19th. 16th,
right?
Well, let's see. You're throwing me off here. 19th, 18th, 16th.
Yeah.
Through the 19th.
It's not a fifth day.
Matt's are you hard. Asking me dates? I went so early on a Sunday. This fifth one, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Know
about
it. There's not, yeah.
All right.
I can't remember that one.
Ask someone else.
Yeah, someone else will think about it. All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll see you guys soon. Hopefully down here. Come say hi. See any of us. See Matt. Tell him you're on a flight.
Yep.
Something.
Yeah.
Whip you up anytime.
Clean your loud exhaust. I'm tired of this quiet stuff.
We want to hear you from the back.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right.